Wayne, good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Pleasure to have you again this week. What are we looking at?
Okay, well, first off the rank is a show called Unorthodox, a TV show on Netflix. This is a four-part series. It's about one woman's attempt to escape the rigid Hasidic Jewish community in Brooklyn in New York. The woman is Esti. She's a young woman that was forced into an arranged marriage, but basically every aspect of her life is controlled, and she really has, you know, suffocated under the lack of freedom. So she wants to escape this, so she flees to Berlin to try and start a new life. It's where her mother lives, who was, estranged from that community, and she fled years ago. This is a really, really, truly authentic look into a community I didn't really know much about. I had some idea, but it really, really documents all the traditions and the rituals and basically the lack of freedom, especially for the women in the community. So it's a very, very authentic show, very detailed, very emotionally strong, really hits hard. And it's definitely worth watching just as a great drama, but also a learning experience. There's also a short 20-minute making of on the show, so you get to see how authentic it is. A lot of it is in Yiddish, obviously with subtitles, so it really goes deep into the community and very strong show with a great learning lesson as well.
Yeah, the first Netflix show to be primarily in Yiddish, not a language we hear a lot of in film and TV.
No, definitely not. I've never heard it. And it takes a while to listen to it and the ear around it. But I was just fascinated by not just everything that happened, but as you said, it's the first one in the language of Yiddish. And I did learn a lot about this community. And it was very enlightening. But as I said, quite an emotionally strong show. So hits on many levels.
Well, it sounds like it's very, very strong, likely to be a controversial one as well when we delve into something like a religious community. Unorthodox on Netflix. What's our second review for this week, Wayne?
Second review is an album that came out last week. I guess you could say the whole music world is talking about it. The new album by Fiona Apple, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. I think everyone's talking about it. That's deeply into music. Now, this is her long-awaited fifth album. Her first in 8 years. So she takes a while to get them going, but when they arrive with a huge bang. I think for a lot of people, this is going to be album of the year. I'm not saying it's my album of the year, but I think for a lot of people, it's going to be right up there when we're figuring out our best albums of 2020. As many people know, she's quite a unique artist. She really is a heart on a sleeve artist. This is 100% honest, hugely emotional. Confronts many aspects of her past, her relationships with men and women. She was actually sexually assaulted when she was 12. So she really just goes deep and she doesn't hold back. So if you want something that's going to hit you right in the heart, then this is definitely for you. Interestingly, it was recorded on GarageBand in a Venice Beach home. So she's made an album that a lot of people are calling a masterpiece in very simple technical details. There's really great percussion on this album. I feel like it's a very physical album. You really feel it. Her label had wanted to release this in October with the whole COVID pandemic. They wanted to push it back, but she was basically, no, it's ready to go. I'm just putting it out there. I don't really care about the marketing. I just want it out there. So it's out there now. There will be physical copies in June if you want to get the vinyl or the CD, but you can listen to it now and I guess be enthralled or entranced or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, one of those musos who's barely noticing the fact we're all in social isolation at the moment. They're too busy working.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But this is, I'd say, a landmark album. Whether you're on her own wavelength or not, I think it's definitely worth a listen for sure.
Well, tremendous stuff. I've heard how this one's obviously been making a big splash. I must admit I haven't tracked down anything from the album just yet, so all right, that's a good recommendation. Thank you, Wayne.
Yep, no problems.
What's number three?
Number three is a film called Animal. This was a had a very, very short release at the cinema last September, so if you blinked you probably missed it. but it's now out on all the various digital platforms. I watched on Foxtel, but I think anything that you can find on video on demand, you'll find it. It's a very warm, funny, touching film about friendship and settling down. Set in Dublin, it's about two 30-something friends, Tyler and Laura. They've led a fairly hedonistic lifestyle, a lot of partying, a lot of drinking. But it changes when Laura meets a man called Jim. She wants to settle down. And it sort of puts a bit of a fracture in their friendship. As I said, it's about getting older, slowing down, settling down. And I guess the, you know, at what point do you become, let's say, an adult in your life? So it has some good discussions about that. But also it's very funny. It's very touching. The chemistry between the two lead actors is really, really great. And interestingly, it's also directed by an Australian, Sophie Hyde. It's based on a novel come out a few years ago, and she'd loved it and wanted to make it into a film. So she actually approached she's from South Australia, and Screen Australia actually funded it with the Irish Film Board. So even though it's all set in Dublin with mainly a European cast, it's actually directed by Sophie Hyde, who's from South Australia. But yeah, it's definitely a nice film with a nice little message, but also funny and good one to pass the time, I think.
Animals, okay. I do vaguely recall when that one was coming out in cinemas last year, but out in digital now.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And Lucky Last, what have we got?
Lucky Last is another show on Netflix called Feel Good. We devoured this over the weekend. It's very easy to get through. It's only 6 episodes, a comedy, only half-hour episodes. Now, this is about, set in England, it's about a transplanted Canadian woman. She's a comedian. She's also gay, and she's also a drug addict. So, she's got a lot going on in her life.
That's quite a trifecta.
Yeah, and she's had in her past, not just with the addiction, but also a lot of relationship issues, which probably stems from that. And she meets another woman called George, who is actually straight, but they instantly form a relationship. So it's all about not the perils, but the ups and downs of trying to negotiate in a straight and gay world, and what George has to do with her friends, and May also dealing with her drug addiction, which George only finds out about after sort of moved in together. So it's a lot going on, but it's also a show that's actually really, really funny. There's some moments there I was just like in stitches, and the next minute would go into a very dark place. So it gives you a lot of in that area. It's very honest, very confrontational, but as I said, it's also very funny. So it has its ups and downs, but I think it's what is appealing to a lot of people is it just feels very authentic, very full of life. And the star of it, Mae Martin, is hadn't heard of her, but she's a Canadian herself, and she works in England where this show is set. And I think she's got a lot of talent, a lot of charisma. So this is a show I really enjoyed. Feel Good.
I mean, a very superficial glance from me. I've really not heard or seen anything about this one yet, but just as a superficial glance, kind of reminds me of maybe a gender-flipped UK version of Please Like Me with Josh Thomas. I mean,
I could see that. Yeah, it sort of deals with a lot of the same subject matter. So I think, it's a bit of everything. But yeah, definitely I'd say in that vein would be correct.
Well, Wayne, thank you very much, mate. Appreciate the recommendations again this week.
No problem, Sean. Good to speak to you.